We are in Daf Samech Beis Omed Aleph. Since we're coming back from Bein Hazmanim, and let us just learn over a Gemara Daf Samech Aleph Omed Beis to refresh our memories, and we'll understand what the Gemara Daf Samech Beis Omed Aleph is speaking about. Let us see on Samech Aleph Omed Beis 6 lines from the top. The Gemara and the Samach Beis will discuss this Baraisa. The Sanya, we learned in a Baraisa. Yochel Yivsoil B'nei Chabure Haboim Imoy. So Rashi says, Yochel Yivsoil Oru, that an Oru should passel B'nei Chabure Haboim Imoy. So Rashi says, Shem Nimnu Olov Moilin, ba'oru shemeisu ochiv machmas mila, v'shochat l'shem kulam yochel yipsa. We hear in the Mishnah, shochtoi la'reilim, is posel. A person shechts la'reilim, it is posel. L'tmeim, it is posel. So the Gemara closes the shayla, what is the halacha if it's shochtoi la'areilim ulemoilim? What is the din? Does a miktas ola pasel yotzenisht? That is the shayla of the Baraisa. Yochel yivsel b'nei chabure haboim imoy. That if you have an orul, that is a money on the Korban Pesach, and they're shechting the Korban Pesach for him and for the moilim. So I would think he would pasel the Korban, just like kuli ola pasels, maybe mixes Ola also passel. So then the Baraisa says, Vidinhu, that L'chayrat means, we have Mekairis where we could derive this halacha. We could say, Hoyel v'Ola Paiselet, since there's a halacha that Shochat la'reilim, it passels the kolm, V'tume Paiselet, Shochat l'tmeim, it also passels the kolm. Is ma tume loy osa bo miktis tume kechol tume. Just like by tume, the halacha is shochat l'tahirim l'tmeim. The din is the korban is kosher. Af ole loy osa bo miktis ole kechol ole. So the same din should be if he shechted l'miktis ole l'areilim l'mailim, it also shouldn't passel the korban. Let us see Rashi. Hoyul v'tumo poiselet, im shochatoy l'tmeyim. If a person shechted a korban Pesach only for t'meyim. Now, how do we know that the korban becomes nifsal? The bo'inon horoi le'oichloi. That b'shas shchita you have to be mechaven for people who are roi le'oichloi. K'dechsiv ish lefi oichloi. That means a people who are roi lo'ichloi, tachoysu. Tachoysu is a loshen tishchatu. You should shecht it for oichlim. So if you shecht it for tmeim, so a tome is not permitted to eat it, so memele, it is not geshechten for oichlim, not geshechten for oichlim. L'tanikama, the lesser loshen susi, basleksi, v'shochto, I say, how do we know that this is a psul in the shchite? Either tachoysu is a loshen shchite, or it says v'shochtu oisai. So we know you have to shecht it for oichlim. And so therefore, if you shecht the korban Pesach for tmeim, so it's a posel a korban. V'ola paiselas. And the same halacha is, if he will shecht for areilim, it is also posel. Mahaytai menami. Because of this reason. D'roi l'achila b'inon. Ish lefi ochlo, you have to shecht for oichlim. Areilim are not permitted to eat it. So memele, so the, if you shecht it for areilim, the korban is possible. Is ma tume loy osa bo miktas tume kichol tume, kigoin litmeyim ulitoyrim. If you'll shecht for tmeyim toyrim, that's called miktas tume. So it does not have the halachi kichol tume, ki ilu nishchat kulay litmeyim. So the Gemara said, so if we learn out Ola from Tume, so we'll say that just like by Tume, Mikzas Tume does not possel, Mikzas Tmeim will not possel the Kolben. So Adin, Mikzas Arelim also won't possel. Ulekaman Porich, later the Gemara is going to ask, this is the Gemara which we're going to learn tonight. Maishna Tume de Pshitale, or Maishna Ola de Mesavkale. This is the Psul, that if you shecht for Arelim, the psul that you shecht for tmeim is one posik. Ish lefi ochlo. You have to shecht for oichlim. Atome is not an oichl, and the ochl is not an oichl. So the Gemara is going to ask later, now we have a hakire, does a miktas oichl also, a miktas that is not an oichl, does that also passel? So why was it poshut to the Gemara that by tmeim, Miktas oilem, miktas areilem, miktas tmeim do not passel, and by areilem the Gemara is mesupik. That the Gemara is going to ask later. But al koponim, that was one mahalach in the Baraisa, that we should learn out miktas ola from miktas tumim. Oi klach lederich zu, or maybe we have another oif in how to learn out this halacha, and then the halacha will be fakel. Hoyil va'ola peiselas uzman peisel. Just like if one shechts for an oreilim, it passels the kolben. The same halacha is if one shechts to eat it chutzlas manoi, he also passels the kolben. That's bigel. Is mazman also bo mixes man kecholzma? Just like by zman, by the psula pigul, you don't have to think to eat the whole kolben chutzlas manoi. If you think to eat a kezayis of the kolben chutzlas manoi, it also passes the kolben. Af ola also bo mixes ola kechol ola. So the same thing, if a person shechts, even though there's areilim and moilim, but mixes ola passes also. We are trying to explain a little the Gemara, what is the dimyan of Ola to Zman. So it could be that Pshat is that the Psul of Ola is you're not allowed to shecht for, to make a shechita for an Einei Roi Lachila. You're not allowed to shecht for an ochel, you're not allowed to shecht for a tome. You're not allowed the shechita cannot be for an eini roi l'achila. The psul of pigul is, you're shechting that it should be eaten in a zman that's eini roi l'achila. Here it's a shechita for a person that's not roi l'achila, and here it's a shechita to be eaten in a zman that's not roi l'achila. So the Gemara is medami, so there's a dimyan between these two psulim. It's a shchite, that you're shechting it, it should be eaten, ba'oif and sheini roi, either out the gavre or out the zman. And we have a hechetimtze that it's mikzas. I only want to eat a kezayis chutzla zmanoi. Or I'm only shechting for one oral, this moilim also. So the Gemara, so the Barai said the vial had a sofik. Does miktas ola pasel? If you learn out from tume, so it won't pasel, like miktas tume doesn't pasel. If you learn out from zman, it will pasel. Zok the Barai said weiter, nire le mi doime. So now, if we have two alternatives, so we have to see is which one is all the daime more? Is it daime more to tume? Or is it daime more to zman? So first the Baraisa says, donim dovo she'enai noyeg b'chol azvochim. Mi dovo she'enai noyeg b'chol azvochim. Bal yachiyach zman she'enayeg b'chol azvochim. That there's a similarity between all and tume. This psul that you can't, if you shecht lahachil to a person who's not roi lahachila, that passes the kolben, this is a din meyuchad in kolben Pesach. By all other kabbonis, an oral and tomei is shulchan kol b'nei seyim. You can shecht for a einei roi lachila. This is a din miyuchid by kolben pesach. So the psul shochtoi letmeim, shochtoi la'arelim, is a psul that's a mugbol dike psul, it's a miyuchid lekolben pesach. The psul of chutz lezmanoi is a psul kloli. This is noyig b'chol hazvochem. So now if I'm clearing which halachas the shochtei la'arelim have, is shochtei la'arelim similar to shochtei letmeim, or it's similar to shochtei chutz lezmanoi, so it's mistava to say that your medame, these two psulim are similar psulim. It's a psul that's not noyig, both of these psulim are psulim miyuchodim lepesach. Mashen kein the psul of chutz lezmano is not a psul that's miyuchid lekolben pesach. It's a psul that's koilul kolazvot. Let us see Rashi. Shocht lezman pesul, shocht yal menas lecha lemeno kizayis chutz lezmano, nase kulay pigul, vahaynu mitzazman. Shloi chishev ela al kizayis emenu, kidachsiv emei ochel yei ochel, besanye beteres koinim u bezvochim, koib oznocho lishmoi bemachashev lechol miziv choi beyoy mashlishi akosov medaba, siv hei ochel yei ochel achila bekizayis. So if a person, a mixes man, puzzled. All of it to me ene neheges bishal zvochim ke pesa sheken ogul vetomi mishalchen kol b'nei seim dil ma'akva bu achilas bayil. So me mele, so the Baraisa had one tzad that you should learn out all of them to me because both are similar psulim. It's psulim miyuchodim lekol b'nei pesach and it's not psulim klaliim. It's not a psul that's koilel ol zvochim. That's one spot. Oiklach l'derechzu. Donim dovo shloihuta mikloloi, mi dovo shloihuta mikloloi. Valtechiyach tume shohutra miklolo. So the Gemara says, but there's a fakertes for it. The psul tume is kill. Sometimes the Torah was matter the psul tume. We'll see in Rashi. The psul olo, the psul's man is always awesome. So memele, if you want to clear which alochis the psul ola has, is it doimet his man, is it doimet the tume, so it's mistava to be medamel his man, because the psul tume is a psul kill, it's hutra, the Torah was matter. You could bring a korban pesach betume. Let us see Rashi. Ola loihutra miklolo, Shein shim kol bin necha la'arelim. Di alfinim b'yevomis dora losel b'kotshim. Tosi b'kal v'chayme mi pesach, hakal. Uzmanami lehuta l'shim kol b'moloch lechutz l'zmani. V'tumma hutcha miklola. Kedem mefosh l'kamo. Ha'pesach shebo b'tumme nechol b'tumme. So the psul tumme l'shochtoi l'achile l'tmeyim. It's if the tzibur is tomei, so you're allowed to eat it b'tumme. So, Bekitza, we have here a Bereise that klaled Ashayla. That klaled Ashayla, what the halacha is, does mixas all or pasul? We shechted it for Arelim Umoilim. Is it doime to the psul tume? The third halacha is that if we shechted it with meim or the toirim, it is good. So mixas ola should also be good. Or you are the medame, the psula mixas ola to zman. That if a person is machashev v'shashchita lecho kizayis chutz l'zmanoi, the kolben is posel. So you medame ola to tumah, you dame ola to zman, talmud loima zois. So the braise brings a posek zois, zois chukas ha-pesach. We don't have to go into the droshes now. But Bekitza, Hayetzi from the Bereise learns out from the Posik, Kol Oru Lo Yoichel Boy, that Mikzas Olo does not passel. Kol Oru Lo Yoichel Boy, if you shecht it for Kol Arelim, you shecht it for Mikzas Arelim, it is good. So that is Or Ravashi learns different to drasha, but Al Kaponim, you learn out from the Kol Orel, or from the Zeis, you learn out that Mitzvahs Ola does not pass. This is the Beraisa that we learned, and now we'll see the Gemara Daf Samach Beis Amud Aleph. The Gemara is Omar Leimar Zutre Bereide Rav Mori LeRavine. It is Be'erech, after a third of the Omid. One look on the left side of the Gemara, you'll see Rashal Moichik Zeh. That is where this Gemara starts. Omar Leimar Zutre Bereide Rav Mori LeRavine. So now we're going to explain this Bereis. Katani, we learned oil va'ola paiseles v'tume paiseles. Ma tume loy osa ba mikzas tume kechol tume. Just like by tume, we did not say that mikzas tume is kechol tume. Af ola loy osa mikzas ola kechol ola. Frag de gemore hai tume hei chidomi. The bereise is medame ola te tume. What is the case of tume? Ilayme betumes gavri, that you're speaking about your shechting for a tome. Umay loy osa bo mikzes tume kechol tume. That's a Rashi learned at Av Samachala from Ad Beit. What is the taich loy osa bo mikzes tume kechol tume? The I ike arbo vachamishe gavri tmeim. If you had a chabure, you had four or five tmeim. So you had mikzas tmeim and mikzas toirim. Loi pasal u tmeim le toirim. The tmeim don't pass. Is gabi ola nami. So memela, that's pshat. We'll learn out from tume. Just like by tume, mikzas tmeim do not pass. Gabi ola nami. Frek de gemore. Is gabi ola nami ola posli. This nam lemoilim ularelim kosha. So by all of the also don't pass. We learned in the Mishnah lemoilim ularelim kosha. Maishna tume de pshitale, or maishna ola de misafkale. Why by tume is it posha to the beraise that mixes ola, that mixes tume doesn't pass, and by ola is misafkale? Now, I don't understand the lashon of the Gemara. L'chayre, this is the kasha. The kasha is maishna. That is the kasha. Why the Beraisa is starting from scratch. The Beraisa wants to figure out a halacha. So the Beraisa wants to learn out from Tume. For the Gemara, why, and the way the Rashi explained, the whole psul of shoichtoi letmeim is because you have to shecht for oichlem. The whole psul of shoichtoi la'reilem is you have to shecht for oichlem. So why is by mitzvahs tmeim it was poshit and mitzvahs areilem it wasn't poshit? That is the kasha. So that's the kasha. But the sentence before, I don't understand. The sentence before goes as follows. Ileim ebetum is gabri. My loss about mitzvahs tume kechol tume. That's what it means. The ikar bo v'chamisha gavri tmeim v'bo v'chamisha gavri tmeim leipos lilu tmeim letoirim. That's pshat. Gabi ola nami ola leipos li. Ola also doesn't pass. Disnan lameirim aleirim kosh. So the Gemara asks, ola also doesn't pass. Because it says in the Mishnah it doesn't pass. This is a pesakash on the Beraise. The Beraise is starting from scratch. The Beraisa did not know what the halach is by mixes areilim. You learn out from Tumi, you learn out from Zman. Later the Beraisa brings the posik, you learn out from the posik that mixes ola doesn't passel. Now what it says in the Mishnah that mixes ola doesn't passel, that's after the Beraisa. The Beraisa was trying to figure out a halach. The Beraisa eventually brought a limu that mixes ola doesn't passel. So that's the Mishnah. The Mishnah is saying the Psak Halacha, Mitzvahs Ola doesn't passel. But how does this come into Esther Kashe? If it means that Mitzvahs Tmeim doesn't passel, Mitzvahs Ola also doesn't passel. This none. I mean, L'chayr, there's no Kashe from the Mishnah.
The Mishnah is Lefiyemis. Lefiyemis, Takamiktus Ola doesn't pass. The Kasha is, and the Havamin of the Baraisus, the Kasha is from Maishna. Maishna Tume de Pshitale, and Maishna Ola de Mesafkale. Okay. So the Gemara did not like this Pshat in the Baraisa. That means that Mitzvahs Tmeyim and Mitzvahs Areilam are mamish the same aloche. So this, you can't know one without the other. And for the Gemara, so we learned wrong Pshat in the Baraisa. Elo betumas boso. No, the Baraisa that wanted to learn out Mitzvahs Olo from Mitzvahs Tume, doesn't mean Mitzvahs Tmeyim. Mitzvahs Tmeyim is the same like Mitzvahs Areilim. If you don't know Mitzvahs Areilim, you don't know Mitzvahs Tmeyim either. Now the Gemara wants to learn out Mitzvahs Areilim from Tumas Boso, if the Boso became Tome. Now what does that mean? Umay loy osabo Mitzvahs Tume kechol Tume. What is the case? That loy osabo Mitzvahs Tume kechol Tume. The ilu, it may chad me evorim. What is the halacha if one of the evorim of the Korban Pesach became tome? Salfinolai, you burn it, ve'idoch achlinolai, and the rest you can eat. So just like, if a chelik of the Korban Pesach becomes tome, it doesn't passel the rest of the Korban Pesach. So adin, if a person shechted for an ogel, and there's meilam also, it also won't passel the Korban Pesach. So we learn out mikzas ola from mikzas boso shenitmo. Now, lechayre, the dimyan of the Gemara is very, very difficult to understand. If you have the pashtis of the Gemara Weistachois, that the Eivor became Tomei after the Zrike, the Idach Achlinole, it doesn't say Yezoirik, even though a Chelik became Tomei. And it's, pashtis is also like that, that it's speaking about after the Zrike, it's speaking about after the Tzliyim is Tomei, because they were Tzolit, Beguf Sholem. So how could you have it me chad me evorim? Mistama means after the tzliye, and then you cut it up in pieces, and one of the evorim became tome, is idach achlinale. You can eat the other. You can eat the other. You can eat the rest of the evorim, which did not become tome. That's l'chayr the pashas of the Gemara. So the Gemara is saying, just like the halacha is, if a mikzas of the korban became tome, you can eat the rest of the korban. It doesn't passel the rest of the korban. Who adin, if you shecht it for mitzvah sol, it also doesn't passel the rest of the korban. Now, the dimyan is very difficult to understand. Bishloime, if you shecht for an orl, you're doing an avoide. Now, we learned that if you shecht for arelim, it passels the korban. An avoida ashchite for areilim passels the kol. Now we hear a lomdeshe chakira. What is the loche we shechted for mitzvahs areilim? I'm shechting for moilim also, but I'm shechting for areilim also. So the shaila is, does this avoida the shchite la areilim passel the kol? Doesn't it passel the kol? It's a very legitimate shaila to clear. We're claiming in the psul of shchita la'areilim. Does it mean kol ola or mitzas ola? The shchita is a poisel. Now we're claiming, will it passel by mitzas ola? So this is very good to understand. We can understand the chakira. But if you had a kol after the zrike and one eva became tame, so what's the shaila? So for Schneitzer, that Eva that became Tommy, you burnt. The other Eva that's not Tommy, you don't burn. I mean, what's Mehechitesi, should that other Eva, you shouldn't be able to eat it, because this Eva is Tommy. So what is the Dimyan Bechlal of Shtishacht for Mikzas Ola to a Mikzas
of the korban became nitma. It's very difficult to understand. Let us see Rashi. This is very interesting, Rabbeinu Chananel. Perhaps according to the Rabbeinu Chananel, we can understand a little pshat in the Gemara. According to Rashi, it's very difficult to understand. What does Rashi say? Rashi says, "Betumas gavri, shenimnu olav tmeyim utoirim, uche defrishis leil." I learned out mixas olav from mixas tmeyim. So just like by mixas tmeyim, loy poslu lehen tmeyim lepesach ala toirim. The tmeyim do not passel the pesach ala toirim. So the same thing, the reilim don't passel the pesach ala toirim. Now, Rashi said a mouthful in this Rashi. Rashi wants to be mafkiye the pshat of the Loshon HaGemara. That means like this. If we learn the Gemara literally, the Gemara says as follows. Loi posli luhu tmeyim l'tahoyrim. The tmeyim don't pasel the tahoyrim. It would be epis asvore that the Tmeyim passel the Torah, not the Tmeyim passel the Korban Pesach for the Torah. That's harangelant in the Gemara. If you learn the Gemara literally, the Tmeyim passel the Torah. So just like by Tumim, we don't say that the Tmeyim passel the Torah. So by Ola, we also do Arelim, don't passel the Moilim. But Rashi held, the Tmeim should passel the Torah. How could the Tmeim passel the Torah? How could the Arelim passel the Moilim? So Al-Kochach, the Gemara means the Tmeim, since it was a Shrita for Tmeim, it passels the Korban for the Torah. That's what Rashi said in this Gemara. Rashi says, Leposli lan Tmeim lepesach ala Torah. Let us see the Rabbeinu Chananel for 1 minute. Rabbeinu Chananel, when he says pshat in this Gemara, tachzich me, he learned a little different. Umatmiin, umayshna hay tanish, di ike miktsas mibnecha buret meim, umiktsasan tahirim, de pshita lei, the loy posli hatmeim litahirim, the tmeim don't passel the tahirim, avol oichlin hatahirim, and the tahirim are permitted to eat. So the rehitis loshen of the Beinu Chananel is not that the diyun is that the korban becomes posel. No, the shaila is, since it's one chabure, it's one unit of tmeim and tahirim, so did be a svara to say that the tahirim get the psul of the tmeim as isal as asalten, avol oichlin atahirim v'loy chashinu l'tumah. This lashon I don't understand. V'ike avol oichlin atahirim v'ike miktsas mibnei chabure areilim miktsas amoylem the misavke. There's misufik. So the Gemara says, "Va'amalei Ravine betumas bosari doma kegoin shenitma miktsas eivorev shel zevach shatmeim nisrofim v'toirim necholim leposli atmeim letoirim." So according to the Rabbeinu Chananel, we can understand a little bit the Gemara. The din of the Gemara is, if you have one unit, you have a chabure of areilim atmeim. You have a chabur of tmeim and toirim. There's eps one svore that the tmeim, you're not going on the korban. The tmeim passel the toirim. If the tmeim passel toirim, so it's kulei tome. The areilim passel the moilim, so it's kulei areilim. That's eps the shakla vitaria over here. If that is the shakla vitaria, so now we can understand the teretz of the gebore. If you have a chelik of the korban is tomei and a chelik of the korban is toir, but it's one korban. So let us say the bosel tomei should passel the bosel toir. If we're going with Rashi that you're passeling the korban for the toirim, then it's meiridik modne. So how can you stel zu the menitma a bosel achas rike to an avoider that passels the korban?
But according to the Rabbeinu Hananel, perhaps we can understand a little bit the way the Gemara explains the Barais. Let us go further. B'mayo kimte b'tumas boso. Okay, so now we know pshat in the Barais. Pshat in the Barais is that we're learning out mitzas olo for mitzas tume. That means if an eiver became tome, the rest of the boso is eaten. Eimo seifa. So let us go further in the Barais. Let us see if the Barais will flow. So the Barais had two mahalchim. Do you learn that Ola from Tume? You learn that Ola from Zman. So the Barais first said, Donim dovo sheine noyeg b'chol azvochim. You learn something sheine noyeg b'chol azvochim. Midovo sheine noyeg b'chol azvochim. We learn that Ola from Tume. So when we learned the Barais, it meant as follows. Just like the kolben becomes possible when you shecht for tmeim, lahachel tmeim. The kolben becomes possible if you shecht lahachel arelim. But this is a din miyuchid in kolben Pesach. So dove shere neig b'chol azvochim. Vayichiach zman sheneig b'chol azvochim. That was the svore that we should learn out all from tume. Umay tume. So what is tume? Inayim tumes boso. If you say we're learning out from tumes boso. That what? That if a chelik of the bosor is tome, you can't eat the rest. Mayin and noig b'chol azvochim. Tumas bosor is noig b'chol azvochim. Bosor tome, you're not allowed to eat. This is a psul b'chol azvochim. Avapikin, it doesn't passel the rest of the bosor. Elo pshite b'tumas gavri. So from the Baraisa later, we see that we're learning out from tumas gavri. Umayin and noig b'chol azvochim. Deilu b'chol azvachim ogel v'tomi mishalchim kol b'nei seyim. The bala kolben could be an ogel and a tomei. Kin shecht v'areilem et meyim. Deilu b'pesach ogel v'tomei ein mishalchim pischeyim. Reishe b'tumes boso v'seife b'tumes gavri. Frank the Gemara, so let's go back to the Baraisa. You just told me that the Baraisa wants to learn out mixas olo for mixas boso shenitbo. So now you say you can learn out from Tume, from Mitzvah Tume, because it's a Dovo Sheine Noig B'chol Azvochim. Tume's Boser is Noig B'chol Azvochim. What is not Noig B'chol Azvochim is Tume's Gavri. But we're not learning out from Tume's Gavri. Fakert, Tume's Gavri is, we don't know what the din is by Tume's Gavri. Tume's Gavri and Ola are the same. We don't know yet what the din is over there. Amalai in shem tume kaporich. So the first teretz would seem that al kaponim, if we want to be midame psulei olo to other psulim, so since in the psul tume there's a psul tume skailo fashid in the psulim skailo tumes boso, it's skailo tumes gavri, but it's a psul tume. So memele, so the Gemara means to say, vinisht vi, the psul olo is more doime to psul tume, because in psul tume we have, one of the psule tume is, ein enoig b'chol azvochim. So akaponim tume, the psul tume is more similar to the psul zman. The psul tume is more similar to olo than the psul zman. Because Ola is also a psul that is not noyig b'chol azvochim, this din of l'shoichtoi l'areilim, and the psul tume al koponim in certain aspects of the psul tume, it's also not noyig b'chol azvochim. So there's a greater similarity than to the psul zman, which is noyig b'chol azvochim. Amalei ein shem tume kaporich. In the shem tume, there's a greater similarity from tume to olah. The boy is saying it. And if you want, I'll tell you a different shot in the Baraisa. Seife nami betumes boso. The seife is speaking about betumes boso. Also, we're not switching the tziurim. We're speaking about Tumas Bosa. Aye, Tumas Bosa is noyig b'chol azvochem. Umay einay noyig b'chol azvochem. Te'ilu b'chol azvochem bein shenitmo chaylev u'bosa kayim. Bein shenitmo bosa v'chaylev kayim zoyrik es adam. Ilu b'peisach nitmo chaylev u'bosa kayim zoyrik es adam. It mabos of a chel of kaim ein ezerik es adam. Let us first see Rashi. Zek Rashi. Ogel v'tomei mishalchem kol b'nei seyim. V'azore, chutz mi pesach, d'binen mroi la oichloi. Shachilas ba'olov ma'kebes b'idach sibel f'y oichloi tochaisu. Kishet shechtet l'fi ochloi. The boy is aima la oilam betumas bosa. Umay einay noyeg b'chol azvochem. What does the baraisa mean as a noyeg b'chol azvochem? Ein min hoga b'shal zvochem shover le min hoga b'pesach. That the halachas which apply to tumas bosa are different by Pesach than by all other kabbalas. Dilu b'shal zvochim l'Rab Yeshua d'omo b'keitz ha-tzoylem imein bosar ein d'om. Rab Yeshua said a chiddush. We know that the zrikas adam has two purposes. Purpose number one, the ritzi of the kolben is al yedei hazrika. That's one purpose the zrika has. Another purpose the zrika has, it is mata achilas ha-bosar. It is matar achilas ha-mezbeach. Before zrike, you cannot be makter the imurim. Before zrike, you can't eat it. The zrike is matar. Now, if you would ask us, you could ask what will be if there's no bosar, there's no imurim. Let's be zoyrik the dam. They should have a ritzui. So perhaps we would say, why not? You can't accomplish everything. Accomplish what you can accomplish. Rabbi Yeshua said it to say. Im ein bosor ein dam. Rabbi Yeshua said that you will, if the zrike will not be matter lachile, you're not zoyrik. There's no zrike. If it's not matter lachile, it cannot be zoyrik. Now, this memra of Rabbi Yeshua means as follows. What does it mean? It has to be matter lachile? One of the two. If the nitma ha bosor, lachile of kayim, you're zoyrik, because it'll be matter lachile samizbeach. So after the zrike, you can make the haktorah semurim. If nitma achele v'abosa kayim, it could be zoyrik, because it's matar achele sa'odo. So, by all kobonis, there is a zrike to be matar bein achele sa'odo, bein achele sa'mizbeach. One of the two is sufficient. By kobon Pesach, this halacha does not apply. By kobon Pesach, the halacha is if nitma bosa afal pisha achele v'kayim, you're not zoyrik. Because if the kolben can't be eaten, there's no such kolben. The achil of the kolben Pesach, that's from the ikrei chalokim of the kolben. It's oimid l'achila. So memele, if it's nitmo boso, even though achil of kaim and not zoyrik. So let us go back to the Gemara. So the Gemara means to say as follows, that in Tumas boso, we find a similarity between Tumas Boso to Olo. That means in Tumas Boso we have Dinim Miyuchodim by Pesach, which are different than all other Kobonis. By Tumas Boso, Nitwa Boso, you're not Zerik as Adam. So in Tumas Boso there are Dinim Miyuchodim by Pesach. By Olo, it's also a din miyuchad by Pesach. Yeshoichet la'reilem. That's only a din miyuchad that the Pesach becomes posel. So these two aloches, Olo and Tumas Boso, have a similar characteristic that they have dinim miyuchadim by Pesach, which are different than all other kabbonis. Zman is, there's no difference between Pesach and all other kabbonis. So that was the svara. The svara was we should learn out Olo from Tumas Boso because they have this similarity that they have halachas miyachodes lagabi Pesach, which are different than all other kabbalas. Now let us again see Rashi. Viboy saim uloyla betumas boso. Umayne noig bachala zvochim. Ein min hoga bishar zvochim shove le min hoga bepesach. The dinim by shar zvochim is not similar to the dinim by Pesach. Dilo bishar zvochim. Rabbi Yeshua Dama Keitzer Tzoylem Emein Bosa Rein Dam Sad Allah is in Bosa Kaim Lachilas Oda Echeilov Kaim Lachilas Mizbech Zerik Asadam Vilu Pesach Lemahani Achilas Mizbech Lizrik Dam Ole Alem Nishtai Kezai Bosa Kedazam Bekeitzer Tzoylem. So Memele, so far we plowed through the Beraise, that we said that the Beraise Bemesin wants to learn Mikzas Olo from Nitmo Haboso, and so far so good. Zog the Gemara weiter. B'maya kimte b'tumas boso. She's telling me that the Braisa wants to learn out Mikzas Olo from Tumas Boso. Eimo Seife. Let's go to the next step in the Braisa. What did the Baraisa say? Donin dovo shaloihuta mikloli. Then the Baraisa said there's a fakeltes for it, that we should learn out zman from, we should learn out ola from zman. We shouldn't learn out ola from tuma. Why? Because ola and zman have a similarity, loihutro mikloli, that the iser or the psul ola, the psul zman, never became mutter. Wherever it passes, it's always possible. The psul tumeh, the Torah was once matter, the psul, that what is possible in one case is kosher in another case, so it's utter mikloli. So the psul tumeh is a gringere psul and the psul's man in ola. So therefore, you cannot learn out from tumeh that just like mikzas tumeh doesn't passel, so mikzas ola also doesn't passel. The psul of tumeh is a gringere psul. You see, it's utra mikloli. The Torah was in other places matter legami the psul tumeh. That's what the Baraisa said. Aim is safe. Don in dovo shleihuta mikloli, mi dovo shleihuta mikloli. Fa'al techiach tume, shleihutra mikloli. So the Baraisa tells us that tume is utra mikloli. Ba'amai, where do we find that tume is utra mikloli? Ilaima betumes boso, if you'll say that the Torah was matter to eat boso tome, hey, chutra, where do you see the Torah was matter? There was never matter to eat boso tome. You're never allowed to eat boso tome. Elopshita, what was the Torah matter? Betumis gabri. If the Baila matme, where do we find that? Heiche utra miklolo betzibo. We find that it's utra miklolo betzibo. What does that mean? It's utra miklolo betzibo. Means as follows. Halacha is that it says ish ish ki yatome, so an ish brings a Pesach sheni. We learn out, but what if roiv tzibur atmeim? So the Pesach rishin is bo betume. The Pesach rishin is bo betume. So we see that if the bailim atmeim and the roiv tzibur, so it can be shoychet letmeim. So we see in Tumis Gavri, it's Utah Mikloloi. It's something that Lamaisa by Yechidim is passels the Kolben, and by Rabim, the Torah was Mata. Veich Utah Mikloloi Betzibo. So that's very good. So therefore, that was the Svara that you can learn out all of from Tumis, because Tumis is Utah Mikloloi. Now the only thing that's Utah Mikloloi is Tumis Gavri is Utah Mikloloi. Frag die Gemorre, Reiche betumes Boso, Seife betumes Gavri. That means, how can you, we're learning out Ola from Tumis Boso, and all of a sudden you say, you can't learn out Ola from Tumis Boso, because Tumis Utra Miklola. Tumis Boso was never Utra Miklola, so let's learn out Ola from Tumis Boso. And the Gemorre, in Shem Tumis Kaporich. Yeah. But in the Inyan of Tume, in Psulei Tume, we find a big Kula. So Mamela, that's also a Kula in Tume. You can learn out
Tumah possesses in itself in certain cases kulis, and mamele you can learn out Ola from Tumah, because Ola never possesses these kulis. That's the first teretz. V'boy yisayme, kula betumas boso. No, the whole Bryce is speaking about Tumas boso. V'heicho utro betumas Pesach. Where do we see that Tumas boso is mutter, you're allowed to eat kochim tmeim? Tumas Pesach. This nan, we learned in the Mishnah Vayta, Pesach, abo betume, nechol betume. The Kolben Pesach, that's bo betume, that means if roiv tzibor al tmeim, is nechol betume. You don't have to be careful to make sure that the bosar is toyer. You do this also, mistome, that the bosar should be toyer. Mein Yeshech the Kolben Pesach, we learned in the first Perik, Dam Kotchim is not Machshir. Could make, it should be such a thing, that you could have Tmeyim L'cheire that are shechting the Kolben Pesach and get a Kolben Pesach Toyer. It's possible. Aval Pikein, the Mishnah says weiter, Nechel Betume. You're allowed to eat it Betume. Shloi Bo Mitchilosoi Elo Lachile, so it's allowed to be eaten Betume also. So there's a heter of Tumas Bosa. So Memele, now, this Gemara is schrecklich. I mean, the Gemara, we have two Lashonis in the Gemara. One Teretz is Shem Tumachadu, and the other Teretz is, you're allowed to eat Ake Bosa Tome. The Gemara brings it down, it's enough in the Mishnah that it's Nechal Betume. I mean, what's the Havamin of the Gemara? What's the whole... We have it to Terutzim. That is Zicha, was it Taisa says, claw like that, that the Gemara and the Havmina held, that you're not allowed to eat Basel Tome. If the Kolben Pesach became Tome, you're not allowed to eat it. What was the Havmina of the Gemara? It's enough in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, claw, Nechel Betume. So the Dvar Shmuel asks the Kashi, blies by its Orchim. Let us see Rashi. Perhaps we'll be able to explain a little the Gemara. Let us see Rashi. Donim dovar shlehuta mikloloi, ol b'mokim sha'osro, ta'ayinu b'pesach, lehutro. That means when you're not allowed to shecht for Eilim, there's never a tzir that it's mutter to shecht for Eilim. Midovar shlehuta mikloloi, zman also, there's never it's never huta mikloloi. The Gemara, but if you're learning out from Tumas Boso, Eichish Teroi Tumas Boso Lachile, Afilu Kolben Tzibo, Shedoiche Tume, we learn out, B'moyadoi, Afilu Betume, Hani Mili Lakrove, you could be a Kolben Tzibo, you could be Makrivit Betume, Avala Meichle Betume Loi, this name Keitz Atzoylen, Chamishe Dvorim Boim Betume, Veina Cholim Betume, that means even we have a Kolben Tzibor that's maybe in Betume, you're makre Betume, but you're not allowed to eat it. Not allowed to eat it. You have a chatos from the Musafim. You're not allowed to eat it. So we see that afilu the Tume Shehutra Betzibor, that's only the Akrova Betzibor, but you're not allowed to eat it Betume. Elo Pshita Betume is Gavri. Shafilo Pesach Shleihuta Leyochi Tomi Shleich Pischei Lazor Lishchei. That's the Huta Mikloloi. That a Pesach that a Tomi is not allowed to send his Pesach. Huta Letzibu Tmeim Lovi Pischeim Betumim Rubam Tmeim. Nimtso Shoutro Michlal Isure. This Isser Hamiyuchad Le Pesach. That a Tomi is not Shleich Korbonoiso. This Isser is Hutra by a Tzibu. So there we hear by Tumas Gavri Yisutra Betzibo. Shemetchilosoi loibo. So now, Rashi, this is the Loshana Mishneh. The Mishneh says that it can be eaten also betume. Loinemra avos iker apesach el achile. The Iker Avo is Lachila, B'chishoye Rachmone Lesuye Betume, B'roi Tzibek, D'chsiv Ish Ish Ki Yetome, איש נדחה לפסח שני ונציבה נדחם עדיית אלה מייחלה ישוריה. תהתר was ניתן תעידת פתומה. תהתר was ניתן למייחלה תעידת פתומה. Perhaps we could for a little the Dvar Shmuel's Kashe, what was the Havamin of the Gemara, to know from the Mishnah that it's Nechel Betume, it seems this isn't a Sfora Pshuta, it says the Mishnah here give a Lomdes. Why is it Nechel Betume? Shemetchilosoi loibo, elo lachile. So that means like this. The posik, we don't have such a posik that is permitted to be eaten betume. The posik is that roiv tzibur, atmeim, they bring a korban pesach, it's a havo betume. An achile betume, we don't have a posik on that. But the Tana figured it out already. If the Torah was megala, that it's huva betume, and we know the iker avos a pesach is lachila, so mamela we figure out that's nechel betume also. That was the iluyis of the Tana. The Tana is derived from the posik of havo that is a heter achila also. But it's not a posik. It's a mishnah that derived it. So we are saying pshat in the beraisa. Like the beraisa is saying, I learn out from tumet, I learn out from zman. So maybe you shouldn't learn out from Tume, because Tume is Huta Miklole. I mean, how is that poshet that Tume that's Huta Miklole? It's an Iluyas of a Tane that said it. But why didn't, the Bereise didn't mention this. I mean, the Bereise, like, accepted this as a double poshet. So Bishleim was speaking about Tume's Gavri, so there's a posik tak. I mean, you don't have to mention, you don't have to, you can accept it as an acceptable fact that tumis is hutra miklole, because the pasuk says ish v'lo yitzibo. But if the Bereise is speaking about tumas boso, so perhaps the Bereise should not have made the pashtus that it's tumis is hutra miklole. Who says it's hutra miklole? Bring a mishneh, bring a svore. So it could be that's why the Gemara did not want to say that the Bereise is speaking about Tumas Bosa. Unless that was the second lashon, the Bereise is speaking about Tumas Bosa. Either the Bereise didn't mention it. So it's not nishkefelach. But the Bereise means the heter of Achilles Bosa Shenitmo. So this is the end of the sugya. How the Gemara explained the Bereise. And the Bereise is speaking about Tumas Bosa. We're learning out Mitzvos Olo from Tumas Bosa. Maishna Tume de Pshitale, Maishna Olo de Mesatkale. So the sugyat started that we have here a common meat, Lefi Oichloi Tochaisu, that it should be geshochten for Oichlen, for people who are Roi Loichloi. That includes that is memayit tmeim and memayit areilim. So the Gemara is, so why was it poshet to the Tane that mitzvah tmeim is good and mitzvah areilim is mesupik? Maishna tume de pshitalei, maishna ola de mesafkalei. Teimel arashbe, dume tume pshitalei, Mishum de yafinen tumis gavri mitumis bosa. Tumis gavri, we can learn out from tumis bosa. And it's mamish the same. It's a psal tume. So we learn out to some mail. So just like by tumis bosa, mixes tume is kosher, tumis gavri also mixes tume. All, I don't know. All is a shaila. Can you learn out from tume? Fakert is as far as tumis. About Tumah from Tumah we can zichah learn out. So it's beautiful. Teimel l'Rashbe. V'chi teimel. So Tosfos says, no. If that is the case, the mashmalei, the ipshitalon betumas gavri le'osa ba'mikzis Tumah kechol Tumah hu adin ba'ola, mishum demichat kodar v'ochloi nafki, v'sulei v'shayach le'melef mizman. The Gemara means like this. The Gemara's kasha is not samazoya. How
how was it that he knew that mitzvah stume is kosher and he didn't know by all? The kasha was a sharfere kasha. The kasha was, you can't differentiate. It's one meat of lefi ochloi. You can't say that if lefi ochloi, does lefi ochloi mean mitzvah ochloi, but doesn't mean mitzvah ochloi. And if that's what the Gemara means, not how did you know, you can't differentiate the Gemara means. So if lefi ochloi is not kailo mitzvah tumi, so it can't be kailo mitzvah ochloi. So that's what the Gemara is kasha. So what are you telling me? You learn out tumi from the tumas gavri from tumas basa. Good. So still you don't have a shaila. So all has to be the same. It doesn't matter where you figured it out from. But al kaponim, if you tell me that tumas by tumas gavri mitzvah tumi does not pass, so there's no shaila anymore. It's not you learn out from zman. The meat of v'yochloi was only said by all the manaroichlam, not of mitzvahs anaroichlam. Some emailers, and now we understand the Gemara. So the Gemara, that's pshat in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, you cannot differentiate. Period. Mikol mokoim, maikomar, donim dove shleihuta mikloloi. So now the Gemara wants to say, that you learn out, so the Gemara is saying, maybe I'll learn out, Ola from Zman. So pertaisves ha kolchoch ikele meilip. So afilo you learn out ola from zman. That's 100% true. Ola is more daimel zman. Zman is lehuta miklole. Ola is lehuta miklole. Fine. You can learn out ola from zman. Aber ha kolchoch ikele meilip tvei tumes gavri mi tumes bosa. Aber let's speak about tumes gavri. Tumes gavri yizich if you klara shaila. Should I learn out Tumas Gavri from Zman? Should I learn out Tumas Gavri from Tumas Bosa? Is Zich learn out Tumas Gavri from Tumas Bosa? Takel, Tumas Gavri and Tumas Bosa are the same. Both are Shem Tume. Both are, that's the Hutami Klole. The Tumas Gavri, Zich can learn out. Alkoch ikal amel of Tvei Tumas Gavri mit Tumas Bosa. Dave Tume mit Tume. Vedomilei Bechol Tzad. This is mamish, but it's utamikloloi. This is, yeah. Midinele of tumas gavri mizman, vloidomile klau. So memele, but even the pshitalam, but tumas de gavri. So memele, zuktach taisvis. So if by tumas gavri, vignisht vi, I can figure out tumas gavri from tumas boso, this is mele, so pshitalam nami bolo, kiven shiesh lash voisam, vechika boile mele of olo mizman. So zuktach taisvis, how could I learn out olo from zman? That Lemaise, since Tumas Gavri, I know Klo Mitzvahs doesn't pass, because I learn out Mitzvahs Tume of Gavri from Mitzvahs Boso. So Memele, so Mehechi Teisi, I should learn out Olam Izman. If I see the Taitch of Lepi Ochloi is Mitzvahs doesn't pass, by Tumas Gavri Tzicha Zoybshat, so Memele, who Adin, by Olam. Ve'oimari, the Tumas Gavri nami ikala meima the nail of tvei mizman with nail of mitumas basa. Mashum de donim psul machshove mi psul machshove. Leitechiach tumas basa de lehavi psul machshove. Zuktach toisvis, the whole yesod that I had said before that you could learn out Tumas Gavri from Tumas basa, they're both the same. Zuktaisis anechte ketok. It's zwei welten. Tumas Gavri is a psul machshava. I'm shechting for tmeim. That passes the kolben. Zman is also a psul machshava. Tumas Bosar is, as we have mentioned before in the Gemara, if I can't schwer to understand what the Chiddush is, that if mitzvahs Bosar is tummy allowed to eat the rest of the Bosar. But it's a different parish in Ganzen. So verkehrt. So memele, So verkehrt is a svara to say you should learn out Tumas Gavri from Zman also. So Mamela, that's pshat in the Gemara. So verkehrt, so the Gemara is a suffix. Efshad ha miyore is lana from Zman. The Marshot Hain is, Eses Toisvis, now mentioned a new factor which the Gemara does not speak about in Gansan. Tosfos mentioned now that Tumas Gavri, Olo, is a psul machshove. Zman, everything is a psul machshove. And therefore, it's more doime to Tumas Bosor. Tumas Bosor is a zaitik epsul, it's not a psul machshove. So, frekte marsho, the Gemara had a tzad, do you learn out Olo from Tumas Bosor, or do you learn out Olo from Zman? So the Gemara says, maybe we'll learn out Olo from Tumas Bosor, because it's Adovo Sheni Noig B'chol Azvoch. Fine. Then the Gemara says, maybe you should learn out from Zman. Why should you learn out from Zman? Because Man is Olo Lehutra Miklolo, and the Zman is Lehutra Miklolo. Let's learn out from Zman. Factor the Marsha, why does the Gemara have to bring in this fact of Lehutra Miklolo? Tosfos says, there's a svara to say we should learn out Tumas Gavri from Zman, because it's a psul machshove. So why does the Gemara have to bring in this whole fact of Hutta Mikloloi? The Gemara should have said, Fakert, you learn out, Fakert, Tosfos Lomdus is a beautiful Lomdus. This is the same type of a psul. This is a psul machshove. All is a psul machshove, Tumas Gavri is a psul machshove, Zman is a psul machshove, Tumas Bosor is a psul machshove, psul machshove. So, Memele, when the Beraisa is mitzadet, do you learn out Ola from Zman or not? So why do you have to bring in the fact that you should learn out from Zman? Because both of them are Lehuta Mikloloi, it's a shlilis thing. Say, Fakel, both are the same type of psul. Both are psul machshove. But Raya Taisu says, Afilu, the Tumas Gavri you should learn out from Zman. So, Afilu, even though they're not similar in Hutta Mikloloi, but they should learn out from Zman, because Zman is a psul machshove. Oru mishaleach kol bonois v'tomei mishaleach. So the Gemara says that a oru v'tomei, that means that this is a psul. The psul oru v'tomei is not noig b'chol hazvochim. It is only noig b'pesach. Orl v'tomei, orl mishalech, kabonis v'tomei mishalech. Now, there's a diak. Orl mishalech kabonis. What is that orl mishalech kabonis? That he sends it. Means he can bring it, he sends it. So Taisa said, Akasha, why can an orl bring, Bishleim Tomei can't bring his korban in the Zorah, because Tomei's allowed to go into the Zorah. So why does an oral have to send his korbanos? Let him come into the Zorah. So Tosfos, Kabekiva Osi, the Marba oral ki Tomei Bechagige. Kabekiva learns that an oral has a din Tomei, so just like a Tomei is not permitted to go into the Zorah, so an oral is also not permitted to go into the Zorah. So that's what says, oral mishaleach korbanos. Dilafochi, if we wouldn't know that Kabekiva, laisi I a goofy korbanos. Let him bring his korbanos. The kosher Lari. So Lari asks, Bereish Chagige, Be'oma Bereish Chagige, Tomei Potem in Ariye. That a Tomei is Potem in Ariye. Shenema, Uvoso Shoma, Vaveisem Shoma. Kol Sheyeshne Bebiye, Yeshnoi Ba'avo. It seems that Dinei Havo are dependent in Dinei Biye. Whoever can come into the Azore, that person can bring a call. Mashme, the Tomei ain't a Mishaleach Shum Kolb. If it says that it cannot be brought if you can't come, ain't a Mishaleach Shum Kolb. Dabahuk Ra Gufek, see, this Pasuk, which speaks about Chagiga also, speaks about all Kabonis. Shah Kabonis, Eliseichem, Vizivcheichem, Samemeles, and that place says, so how can a Tomei Takesh Mishaleach Kolbonoisov? We have a hekish kol sheyeshne bebiye yeshne bavo. You can bring a kolben if he's not bechlal biye. Oy Marie, this droshe of kol sheyeshne bebiye yeshne bavo, the mikomokim davke bechagige shetluye bebiye kopitko. But it's But it's so then you need him to bring the chagige. All kolbonis, the pasuk is koylel all kolbonis, the bosom shama vaveisim shama. But the drosha of kosh yeshne bechlal b'yesh bechalbo is only applicable to chagige. So you say that a tome is part of an afrosh is trumis a maisres. So al kochach, this miut is only a miut in chagige. Oit kosholari, tome eich mishaleich kolbonis. The Gemara brings down that a tome is mishaleich kolbonis. But boy smiche, you need smiche, and the tome can't be samech because he can't go into the zore. The fill of man the oma bias mixes loishma be. According to the man the oma those bias mixes loishma be. Lekele meime efshe the mar yodi visomech. Bias mixes means that if you only partially come into the zore, that's permissible. That's not called tabia betume. So lechayrus yevan eitze, he'll stand chutz lazore and will be soimer under the roisha abeime that's in dazore. Tabe peire kol absurim amrin and kol asoimer roisha verubay machnes. That in order to make smicha, you need roisha verubay in the azore. My time kol koichay beinam. So me mele need a smicha of kol koichay. Can only be if Reish Yevrubi is in the Azor. So now, so Tesvek Takasha, so how do we understand this aloche that a Oral V'Tomi is Shulch and Kolbenei Seyim, that you need Smicha? V'Tiret Sri Do'oche Mayri Bo'ifes. Not speaking about all Kolbonis, we're speaking about Oifes which do not need Smicha. Chem Mishani B'chol Aget. Hinami B'Pachero Maised, Loi Bo'i Smicha, Gzam B'Pek Shtei Midis. So Mela, that's how Taisus wants us, either speaking about Oifis, or Bechor, or by Bechor, or Maisa. The Rishas asks a pertinent diuk. The Gemara says, the Ilu Bechor Azvochim, Oru V'Tomi Mishalchim, Kol B'nei Seim, Ilu BePesach Oru V'Tomi Mishalchim, Pisreim. Mos says, Kol Azvochim. Taisus whittled down this Kol Azvochim to Oifis. That's all kaponim you can't bring. At a different time, at smich, but all kaponim. Ubikol bin noshim lekelo ukmi. So this is, I have a different eitzah, maybe. I have an eitzah that, maybe it's speaking about that the noshim are the bailim. So my mele, so there's no din smicha by noshim. Mishim oro, we're speaking about schorim also, we're speaking about orol also. Tidval Shmuel wants to bring a raya to a chakire from the Minchas Chinuch. Minchas Chinuch clears a shayla, what is the halacha if a woman was mafresh a korban and she died and her son brings her korban? Does it need smicha, yes or not? Since the Baal HaKorban was an isha, so b'shas, she was mafresh the korban, there was no din smicha, so there's no din smicha. The Rav Shenayin, now since the Bailam is now a Zohar, so Kaponim, you do need Smicha. So he says, L'chayre, you have a Raya from this Taisvus. Let's say he was speaking about a Kolbem Noshim. A Kolbem Noshim, we passed on all, that she died, and now the son is bringing it. So if we'll say a Kolbem Noshim, there's no din Smicha, I'm a Dachaguta Eitzah by all also. That was always given him from Taisvus, not like this Sad in the Minchas Chinuch, and places what a place given that you do need smicha. You do need smicha, even though it was a korban ishah.